Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the August 8th, 2024 episode of Free Pop. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Tim Connors, sitting in for Paulette Williams-Thomas, who's on assignment. And now, let's get started on the news you've been missing. Freeport Cruise Night returns to downtown Freeport this Saturday, August 10th, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. There'll be something for everyone, from the car show, commercial vendors, music, and food vendors, starting at 4 o'clock p.m. Cars are displayed in the municipal lot along Douglas Street, the east lot at the corner of Adams and Exchange Street, and on Exchange Street. Food vendors will be on hand east of the Arts Plaza with merchandise vendors and the new Family Fun area in the Ferguson Arts Plaza across from the library. As one of the original and remaining true cruises for more than 40 years, the Freeport Cruise heads out from downtown Freeport to Park Boulevard beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. This year, the cruise will kick off with a Grand Marshal car from J.H. Barco & Sons. The route will travel west on Stevenson Street, then south on Park Boulevard, east on Empire Street, north on the newly repaved Locust Street, east on Main Street, and north on State to complete the route. Drivers are encouraged to enter the cruise route at any point, and spectators can view the cruise along any of these streets. Signage will be posted throughout the area. Nicole Haas, the brand director for the Greater Freeport Partnership, said, "The cruise has become so popular that we couldn't fit any more cars in the 16-block route. The classic cars idled and then overheated, and it didn't continuously move as we intended. The expanded route has worked out well to keep cars moving, and residents and viewers love sitting along the streets throughout the city to watch the amazing display of automobiles." For more information on Freeport Cruise Night, visit greaterfreeport.com/events.
Summer is nearly over, and school for Freeport School District 145 students starts in just 2 weeks on Wednesday, August 21st. There are a number of events before then that parents and guardians will want to know more about, and there's a handy back-to-school guide listing all of them online on the school district's website. We will include the exact URL in the notes for this episode, but you can also find them easily by heading to the school district's homepage, www.fsd145.org. Some of the dates that are important to note include new student orientation for the Banks-Bergagna Alternative High School on August 13th and 14th, freshman and new student open house for Freeport High School on August 19th, and a student schedule walkthrough on August 15th for Freeport Middle School. Dates for Meet the Teacher Nights are also shown, as well as a listing of school fees, bus information, dress guidelines, athletic schedules and participation requirements, school meals information, and much more.
With just 1 month officially left of summer, the city is working against the clock to complete road infrastructure projects around the community. In addition to last-minute enhancements to the repaving of Locust Avenue and replacement of lead service water lines, the nearly $11 million Adams Avenue reconstruction is still making progress with work planned to be complete by Thanksgiving. To keep up to date on road closures and other important city emergency information, such as weather warnings, boil order advisories, and criminal activities, sign up for Code Red provided by the city. You can register for this free service by heading online to the city website, www.cityoffreeport.org, and searching on Code Red or Freeport Alerts, or by texting Freeport Alerts, all as one word in caps, to 9941. We will include the link for online registration and the text registration info in this week's show notes. A fun contest has also begun. The City of Freeport's inaugural photo contest is now open for submissions. Photographers can share up to 3 photos that adhere to the contest guidelines, which can be found on the city website. The submission deadline is August 31st, and the city will then host a public poll in early September where residents can cast votes for their favorites. The winning entry will be featured in a fall city newsletter and showcased in the City Hall lobby for a year. Let your creativity shine and show everyone the beauty of Freeport through your lens.
In other news from the city of Freeport, there have been more questions about the city's policy on removal of yard waste. To recap information in a recent episode of FreePod, sticks, tree limbs, and cut-up logs may be taken to Timber Industries. Their woodlot is located at 2133 South Walnut Avenue. This location is open to the public weekdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Timber Industries does not accept grass clippings, piles of leaves, bagged or unbagged, weeds, soil, or rocks. For residents looking for ways to dispose of these types of yard and garden waste, yard waste toters are available from Gill's Freeport Disposal. They can also mulch or spread grass clippings back onto their own lawns. The city does not provide drive-by pickups of such waste. According to Director of Communications Brian Bridge, there are about 5 city workers trying to take care of a long list of tree removal in areas of the city's right-of-way, which is the space between sidewalks and the street. They are very busy trying to accomplish as much of this work as possible before winter. FreePod also recently published a story on tree trimming and vegetation management activities being conducted by ComEd around Freeport over the next several weeks. As a reminder, if they are planning a visit to your property, they will notify you with a statement of what types of activities are planned and contact information for any concerns you may have. The city has a map on their website at www.cityoffreeport.org of the areas that are scheduled for maintenance, and we will include the link in this episode's notes. Also included are types of trees that are appropriate for planting around power lines, which may be of interest as planting season for most types of trees will be coming up this fall.
This Saturday, just like the second Saturday of every month, therapy dogs will be at the Freeport Public Library, and they are just waiting for stories to be read to them. Pause for Reading is the library's therapy dog program where certified therapy dogs listen to any and all kinds of books that young readers might like to share with them. This event will occur from 11 o'clock a.m. to noon this Saturday, and we hope there will be plenty of readers to entertain the furry listeners who will be waiting for them.
In addition to the discussion reported last week about a potential new athletic and event center, budget items were passed for a number of projects at a recent board meeting at Highland. Funding was approved for major capital bond expenditures, including an agricultural farm building, reconfiguration of the second floor instructional space in Building M, a welcome center in Building H, a new entry and hallways for Building T, a new softball and baseball parking lot, asbestos removal, and remodeling for Building N, as well as the move of the testing center from Building N to Building M. During an interview of the college's fiscal year 2025 budget provided by Vice President Jill Jansen, total revenue was estimated at $17.6 million, with local taxes making up 50% of that figure and tuition accounting for 30%, with the rest from other funding sources, such as contributions through the Highland Foundation. Joe Davis County provides 40% of the revenue. Stevenson County provides 35%. Carroll County, 16%. And Ogle County contributes 8%. The tuition rate at Highland continues at $150 per credit hour. And credit hours have rebounded to about 28,600, which is up from about 27,000 the last few years. Highland President Chris Kuberski announced that summer enrollment for 2024 was up 4%, Fall enrollment also appears to be holding at a 4% increase, and nursing enrollment is also up. With total expenses estimated at about just over $18 million, there is a deficit gap of about $500,000 between the budget and the projected revenue, although further increase in enrollment can close the gap. September 24th, 2024, is the date for approval of the final 2025 budget, with a public hearing to be held around August 19th. Notice will be provided through the Freeport Journal-Standard. Another topic raised for discussion was a master lease opportunity with Westwood Apartments, located adjacent to Highland Community College. The owners of Westwood approached Highland to determine whether the college would be interested in entering into a master lease for student housing in the apartments, primarily for athletes, but for non-athletes as well. Jansen presented the challenges and benefits of leasing, which will be reviewed at a later date.
A new event filled with creativity and inspiration is planned for next Saturday, August 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Crape Park. It's the Crape Park Art Walk, and it will be an artisan marketplace to foster connections between artists and those who value unique handmade treasures. This one-day art fair has attracted thousands of visitors and features artists, live music, and a variety of regional food vendors during its original time frame over Labor Day weekend. As in the past, artists and crafters from across the region will showcase and sell their finest work, including paintings, glasswork, photography, jewelry, sculptures, woodworking, crafts, and more. There will be live music, carousel rides, tasty refreshments from local food vendors. The Crape Park Art Walk is free to the public and designed for the whole family to enjoy. Additional activities that will be available include paddling on Yellow Creek in a variety of character paddle boats. Try to get the dragon. Mini golf in the new Wing It mini golf course, and climbing and other fun activities in a number of play areas.
You say tomato. I say tomato. But however you say it, tomato season has arrived. If you'd like to learn more about how to enjoy these wonderful fresh-from-the-garden treats, you can do so at an event hosted by the University of Illinois Extension. Harvesting a Rainbow of Tomatoes will be held at the Freeport Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st, from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock p.m. At this seminar, you can learn more about which varieties of tomatoes work well in various dishes, why some have more flavor or are more watery than others, and why tomatoes are so good for you. Cost for the event is $5, and to register, just call the University of Illinois Extension at 815-235-4125 or register online at go.illinois.edu/JSW. We will include that URL again in the notes for this episode.
The Freeport League of Women Voters is sponsoring a presentation by Sarah Latimer, Director of Early Childhood Education for Freeport School District 145. Latimer will focus on the importance of getting young students off to a good start in their early school years and how that can be accomplished through cooperative efforts by students' parents and other family members, as well as teachers. The event scheduled for Tuesday, August 27th at 6:30 p.m. in one of the early childhood education classrooms at Black Hawk Elementary School is open to the public and discussion will be encouraged.
The Freeport Chain Link Cyclists have started a Saturday morning bike shop ride and reports that riders are having a great time. Riders leave from PHK Bicycles at 205 North Adams Avenue, directly east of Union Dairy in Freeport, at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. The route is on all paved roads for a complete ride of about 24 miles. The pace ranges from 12 to 16 miles per hour, so it's not a slow ride, but not a real fast ride either. This is a no-drop ride with waits at stop signs, And if there are some riders that want to go faster or slower than others, the riders can be broken into separate groups. There's also an opportunity before the halfway mark to cut the ride a little short for anyone who needs to get back early or is running out of energy. The ride ends up back at PHK Bicycles, and everyone is welcome to join in the fun.
Okay, gardeners, get your pen and pencil and notebooks. Listen to this. According to University of Illinois Extension Program Coordinator Nikki Keltner, August is the time to divide bearded iris. It is recommended to divide bearded iris every 3 to 5 years. To divide them, dig the iris rhizomes, which are the underground networks of roots that connect them, then inspect them for iris borer and other insects, and discard any rhizomes that have borers or other issues. Then, cut the leaves back to 3 to 4 inches tall and replant with more space for them to fill. Nikki also reminds everyone that it's important to continue to water newly planted trees and shrubs, as well as our container gardens during August, when continuing high temperatures can stress plants. It's also a good time to inspect your landscape plants to make sure they are insect and disease free. And of course, continue to keep your gardens free of weeds. Remember the old gardening saying, 1 year's seeds, 7 years of weeds. Ugh. Which is very relevant at this time of year. If you have plants going to seed you want to keep in your garden, leave them be, but if not, act now to avoid 7 years of weeding. If you have a home gardening question, feel free to call the U of I Extension Master Gardeners at 815-235-4125.
The Foundation of Northwest Illinois invites you to join them in celebrating a half century of funding support for our region. They are hosting a gala event on Saturday, August 17th, from 5:30 until 9 o'clock p.m. at the Rafters Restaurant in Lena. Celebrating 50 years, a legacy and a promise, we'll review the legacy of 50 years of community impact with a look to what the future holds for Stevenson, Joe Davis, and Carroll counties, as well as the surrounding collar areas. Tickets are $50 per person, and attire is cocktail casual. Call 815-801-3035 or email Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at fornwil.org, or purchase them online. This information will also be included in this week's show notes. Registration is requested by tomorrow, August 9th, so you'd better hurry. Congratulations on your golden anniversary, Foundation for Northwest Illinois.
As always, there's plenty going on in the Freeport area during this coming week. First up, we're looking forward, with a bit of melancholy, to the final Music on Debate Square tonight. Wow, what a season. John Hartman and the Jazz Alliance are sure to attract a crowd with a great performance. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets and maybe your puppy on a leash, as well as pocket money for a free will donation and maybe a treat from Union Dairy next door.
Don't forget to build your personal library with a stop at the Voices Book Sale, which continues through this Saturday. And looking a little further ahead, Paint the Port returns on Friday, August 23rd. Another popular local event, Eats and Beats, begins at 5 o'clock p.m. on the 23rd and continues on Saturday, the 24th, at 5 o'clock p.m. We will have more details on both events in next week's Free Pod. And of course, as mentioned earlier, Cruise Night is this Saturday.
As we close, we're pleased to share that next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will be Free Pod host Alan Wenzel speaking with Wayne Duckman, Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Freeport. Duckman discusses various aspects of the City of Freeport's approach to dealing with abandoned buildings and blighted properties, including the city's ongoing plan for addressing issues with abandoned buildings, the challenges and dilemmas the city faces when trying to resolve issues with neglected properties, and the role that citizens can play in helping the city on this matter. This conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, August 13th. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Tim Connors, here with my good friend Pat Norman, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.